This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. During his relatively brief career as a composer in the early part of the 19th century, Gioachino Rossini wrote roughly 38 operas. Many of them have been passed down to us with scores full of errors and inaccuracies. And in fact, some of these operas simply fell out of the standard repertoire because it was too difficult to decipher Rossini's intentions. Such a work is Mahometo Segundo, which went through several revisions by Rossini from 1822 to 1826. This summer, the Santa Fe Opera will present a new, reconstructed version of Mahometo Segundo, and working closely with the opera on the production is our guest this morning, outside in the opera's cantina, one of the world's leading authorities on Rossini's operas, Philip Gossett. Philip, thank you so much for joining
us. I'm delighted to be here, and what you said about Rossini is absolutely correct, all of it.
Oh, great. I was going to check
with you. No problem at all.
I didn't put my foot into it.
No, you certainly didn't.
Now, the idea here is to decipher, to uncover Rossini's original intentions for
Mahometo. That's right. What we will ultimately do is to print all of his versions of the opera. But we feel that for the first performance of this new edition, that the original version for Naples, which he wrote in 1820, was truly the best version of the opera.
What was that process like to go back and to reconstruct this original 1820 version?
Well, we looked at not only the autograph manuscript, which is a mess because it involves all three versions superimposed one on another, and you get pages that are hard to read because he will actually write something on a page that belongs to a later version, but he will write something on that page that seems to be associated with an earlier version, but it's not. We went back to the original printed libretto. We have a libretto from 1820 from Naples, so by doing that, we were able to have a very good sense of what the original was. We also looked at manuscripts from the period that preserved the original version so that we could take those autograph parts that we have, and we have much of the opera in autograph, and compare them to what was in the secondary sources so that we could know what was in the original version of the opera.
Right. So it's like a three-dimensional jigsaw puzzle you're working with here. There are all sorts of layers.
That's right. There are indeed layers in all of these scores, and one has to understand them. And that's part of our job, to try to understand this and to then make the material available to performers so that they can have the best possible score from which to work. We expect singers to use the critical edition as a way to create a performance, but we understand fully that they have to do their work and that we are doing our work as scholars. It's not the same thing.
Of course, the main reason for doing all this research and this reconstruction is to restore to the audiences of 2012 perhaps Rossini's most ambitious work.
I would say that that's true. I think that in general, when he was in Naples, he had a control over what he composed that he never had again in his life. This is between 1815 and 1822, and those works were not performed for many years. Now they're getting more performances, and in fact, at Santa Fe, a few years ago, we did his Ermione, which is another wonderful work, and I like to think he would approve of what we are doing. We're certainly trying to do what he himself would have wanted to have done for his operas.
Musicologist and Rossini scholar Philip Gossett is working with the Santa Fe Opera this summer on a reconstructed version of Rossini's lost opera, Mahometo Segundo. The production opens Saturday night and runs through August 16th. For tickets and a season schedule, go to santafeopera.org or call 986-5900. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
I'm happy to be with you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith. Thanks to Tristan Klum for engineering.